Performance Automo is proud of its performance promise, and they're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance sponsors this week's WCHL Hometown Hero.
A couple of WCHL Hometown Heroes this week from El Centro Hispano, Eleazar Posado and Bridget Richards. Lately, they've been putting on clinics for immigrants to make sure that they have their DACA information straight, because Thursday of this week is the deadline for renewal your DACA designation.
Basically, if a DACA recipient has a work authorization document that expires between September 5th, 2017 and March 5th, 2018, they will be eligible to renew. Although we do have some other immigration attorneys that are putting the renewal paperwork in for recipients who their work authorization is going to expire before September 5th, because when the government came out with the statement that, you know, DACA was going to end, they just suddenly gave a date and they did not really give opportunity, a real good notice or an opportunity to answer it. People have to have lived continuously in the United States since their last DACA renewal was approved. They have to not have traveled on or after August 12, 2015 outside of the United States without the travel permission, advance parole, and they cannot have been convicted of a felony, a significant misdemeanor, or three or more misdemeanors, as well as not posing a threat to national security nor public safety.
Are you a DACA recipient, or do you know someone who is? Get in touch with El Centro Hispano to find out more.
To be completely honest, the number of people who can renew is completely uncertain at the moment. Part of the issue is that, as Bridget said, some of these kids have done it, or some of these young people have done it a couple of times, so many of them feel confident enough they can send it in. Some are weighing that decision of whether it's worth it for me to renew my information and have them have my updated information if this may end at any point in time, because there is no real certainty that 2-year promise will be honored. It is part of the program too. The government can change their mind at any moment in time. When we're talking about the financial issues, so yes, the $495 is just the fee, but sometimes lawyers will charge you to do this. You're not talking about the other fees that you have, you know, the packaging that you have to send this in, ensuring that everything gets there on time. And that's just a monetary cost, right? We're not talking about the emotional cost that goes into, you know, this decision making, this filling out and exposing yourself to the government of where you are and saying you're undocumented and basically flagging yourself and giving out your information and that of whoever lives with you. If you live with your parents and your parents are also undocumented, they have your address. They know where you are.
Again, thank you to Eleazar Posado and Bridget Richards, this week's WCHL Hometown Heroes. To find out more, go to elcentronc.org.
Performance Automo is proud to put this week's spotlight on our WCHL Hometown Hero. And remember, at Performance in Chapel Hill, they carry Acuras, BMWs, and Subarus, and a full line of Hendrick-certified pre-owned vehicles. They can find your next reliable automobile, no matter what the brand. Performance promises to wow you.